When my nerves became calmer, I got up and went to look around. I wanted to know exactly what had happened this afternoon. Was there really a traitor among us? And did the SS really suppress the revolt by destroying the Sonderkommando? Even if they'd been hunting for a pretext, they couldn't have found a better reason to liquidate the commando. It was quite likely that today merely marked the expiration of our allotted 4 months. And the SS had received orders to liquidate us. They had probably set out to execute their orders, but had discovered, to their surprise, that the 12th Sonderkommando had no intention of lining up in the courtyard. Nor were they to be lured by the pretext that this assembly was merely to make some routine announcement, or for muster. Our commando, quite aware that the SS had come to exterminate us, had probably chosen to go down fighting. And my interjection. This illustrates, in concentrated form, the importance for us of maintaining and building on our historical memory, and the importance for power of breaking it down. On the morning of April 15th, 2014, I listened to a woman who'd written a book called The People's State of Amnesia about the Tiananmen Square massacre 25 years earlier ago. And she said that Chinese rulers have successfully erased the memory of that event from the minds of the young in China. All states rewrite the historical record, try to wipe the memory of its betrayals from our minds in order to continuously reaccustom us to its steady diet of lies. And I see it is 10 o'clock. So until next week, peace.